Waddell. This is Bob Roush, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Neighbors talking to neighbors about things of mutual concern and mutual interest. Our guest today on Voices is our own Mayor Freddie Drennan, Mayor of Slidell, all-around good guy, interested and involved in a project coming up soon that I think you need to know about. Welcome, Mayor. Glad to have you today.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me on this morning.
What's coming up with this wild game cook-off? How does that work?
Good question. I get that question quite often. This will be the 13th time that I've done this function for Community Christian Concern. Of course, that's a Christian-based organization located in our city that helps out an awful lot of people and, you know, helps out people in need in our community and has been doing that for many years. This is a Mayor Freddie Drennan wild game seafood barbecue cook-off. So it's not just wild game. There'll be beef, pork, seafood, fowl. There'll be all kind of food there. It'll be on October 1st. That's a Saturday. It'll be at Fritchie Park. We open the gates at 11, and we start serving food at 11 all the way up until 4 o'clock. The way it works is you come to Fritchie Park, you can pre-buy a ticket or you can get your ticket there. When you come through the gate, they'll give you an armband, and you go in, and you can go around to all of the teams. We average anywhere from 25 to 30 cooking teams every year. They're not going to serve you a great big old plate of food at each team location, but they'll give you a small bowl, a sample of all the things that they cook. Now, some teams will only cook one thing. They may cook a gumbo. One team may just cook pulled pork. Some team may just cook ribs. But most teams will cook three or four different items.
Okay.
So, and you can get some from every team. Now, if you can go around to all the teams and sample all the food that they cook, I promise you, you're a great big eater. The quality of the food is unbelievable. I mean, we have some really fantastic cooks in this area. And, of course, throwing wild game in there, we have a lot of hunters that get involved in this, and they will bring, I'm sure there'll probably be some elk. There'll be venison. Last year, Glenda and I cooked a bear stew out of a bear that she had killed on a hunt we went on up in Maine.
Oh, my.
And as it stands right now, I'm pretty sure I have enough bear meat in the freezer to cook another bear stew this year.
Come on.
So last year when we cooked it, we really didn't know how it would go over, but we cooked a great big pot of it. Every bit of it was ate, and there was a line of people there waiting on bear stew when we run out. So we're going to cook if I got enough meat, which I truly believe I have, we're going to cook a bigger pot this year. Just have a good old southern bear stew and try to serve that up to as many people that want to try it.
I guess those people up in Maine would be interested to know that there was such a thing as a southern bear stew. Well, you know, it looks like you got everybody covered. We got the hunters, we got the fishermen, we got the people who shop at the grocery store. Just about everybody's got an opportunity to be one of these cooking teams. And did I understand correctly that these great cooks are going to compete for a prize?
That's exactly correct. We give first, second, and third place in actually six categories.
Okay.
Of course, we give first, second, and third place in beef, pork, fowl, seafood, wild game, and last year we added dessert.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, in order to compete in the competition, you have to cook your food on site.
Okay.
Now, some things take a long time to cook, which is fine. And myself, I'm one of them. There'll be several other cooking teams that will actually put stuff on to cook out there on Friday night and let it cook all night long. Stuff like Boston butts and briskets and things like that take hours and hours to cook.
Sure they do.
So we allow them to come in and set up on Friday and go ahead and put stuff on that night and cook it all night long. The only thing that you can put into competition that is not cooked on site is dessert, because a lot of that requires an oven to bake and different things like that.
Sure.
So we don't limit that. Last year is the first year that we actually did a dessert in competition, and the reason we did it was because some of the teams started asking for something sweet. You know, a lot of people like to have something sweet after they eat or have a meal. So some of the teams would have make cookies or something like that just to not for competition, but to give out. And it was going over well, you know, and people were enjoying it. So at the urging of my boss, Miss Glenda, she said, why don't we just go ahead and do a competition with
sure.
it? And we did, and it was well received last year. So we're going to do it again this year.
Well, this is exciting. Well, where did these teams come from? Is it, I mean, how do you go out and recruit people, or where do they come from?
Well, they're local teams, you know, different organizations that will be putting in teams. And we've had teams that have been in every year, you know, like Dave Kaufman and his guys. You know, they have a great time, and they cook a lot of food and very involved. We have different teams from different organizations, different churches will put in teams that will okay. come in and cook. I know Hospice, St. Tammany Hospice, is putting in a team this year. Slidell Memorial usually puts in a team. Silver Slipper puts in a cooking team.
Oh, really? Okay.
Cleco puts in a cooking team. And, you know, we encourage, you know, that's what we want. We want cooking teams. And, you know, the real beauty part about this is it's so inexpensive to come out. It's $15. Where are you going to go for $15 and go in and be able to sample all these different kind of foods? And if you find one you like, you can eat as much of it as you want. They're not going to tell you no, you can't have any more unless they run out, you know.
Just get back in line again and start.
Get back in line and get you some more. Glenda and I, our cooking team, just to give you an example, you know, we're going to cook the bear stew.
Okay.
I'm going to cook the briskets that I cook every year.
Oh, come on now.
We're going to cook the Boston butts that we cook every year. I'm going to cook dumplings every year. Last year I did pheasant and dumplings, but this year I'm doing quail and dumplings.
Oh, come on.
And Glenda is working on a shrimp dish for the seafood category that she's perfecting right now that we'll cook out there. And then, of course, we'll do a dessert. So, you see, we will actually have all six entries into the competition. We will enter in all six categories.
So a cooking team is not restricted just for one thing. A cooking team can come out, like you say, and take a shot at six different categories to win a prize.
And we encourage them to do that. You know, we encourage them to do that. We're looking for cooking teams. We don't turn anybody away. You know, we've had cooking teams that'll come out and just want to be a part of it and help out. Actually, a couple years we had a group that come out and did hot dogs. You know, because children, families, it's a family event. We're going to have witness out there playing, you know, a band playing for us. We have a kid zone where children can go over and play. They do the face painting and area stuff there for the children to participate in. You know, we try to keep it a real family event. Children under 12 get in for, I believe it's 12 and under, get in for $5. So, you know, we don't make it real expensive because we want it to be affordable for a family to come out
sure.
and come and enjoy the day and spend some time out there. And the competition between the teams is unbelievable. I mean, in order to win one of these, you really have to cook and cook good. The judging is based on very similar to the Kansas City barbecue cook-off rules, where it's blind judging. The judges do not know whose food they're eating. All they know is this is the seafood category, or they'll be told this is the beef category, and if there's 15 people in the beef category, then they're going to get 15 samples of food to try. If it's a seafood category, if there's 10 teams in seafood, they're going to get 10 different samples of food to try. And it goes on and on and on from there. But totally blind judging, competition is really, really stiff to win one of the first, second, or third places. Don Dubuque has been a great supporter of this event. Don is there every year with us, and he's there to announce the winners of the different categories. Don has been, like I said, been a great supporter and really, really helped us with this event every year.
You talked about the teams. That's one way to participate, and teams can sign up. How does the team get a hold of you to do that?
Well, they can contact my office here, 646-4333. We'll get them a sign-up sheet to sign up, or either they can go through Community Christian Concern. They can go up on the website. There's sign-up sheets there. Bob, we charge $50 a team.
Okay.
And that is, I don't know of anybody else that charges that little. And the only reason we charge is because if somebody puts up their $50 and fills out what area they're going to be cooking in, 99.9% of them are going to show up and cook. We don't want people telling us, yeah, we're going to come and cook and then not show up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so that little nominal fee is there to make sure that people are serious about wanting to come and participate and be a part of this. You know, the reason I do this is what I started with. Every penny goes to Community Christian Concern. Every year I wind up having somebody walk in here in my office and they'll have a check made out to Freddie Drennan Wild Game Cook-Off. I give them their check back, and
okay,
I say, no, please remake your check to Community Christian Concern. They're a 501(c), so it is an organization that they can write off as a donation. But the other reason is I want everybody assured that every penny is handled by Community Christian Concern. Every penny goes to Community Christian Concern, and in turn, that money goes right back into our community, helping people out that are in distress, need a help for a prescription filled, a utility bill, someone's home burns or floods or whatever, then they're there with clothes and furniture and help for those individuals. And I know that they are helping out our local residents, they're helping out our people in our community that needs help. So that's why I do it every year. You know, it's been very successful. You know, we just, once again, hoping and praying that it is a very successful event for Community Christian Concern on Saturday, October the 1st at Fritchie Park.
We'll just pray for good weather that day so we can all get out and enjoy. Debbie Schimmick, the director of Community Christian Concern, is just a wonderful lady. She works tirelessly for the benefit of the community. And it's just an amazing how many areas that they touch with food, with furniture, with clothing, with helping with personal situations that just need some personal financial touch, as well as counseling.
You're so correct. And, you know, and Debbie is a great director. She does a great job. But, you know, the board also, you know, they're managed by a board. Every one of those board members, heart and soul, is involved in that. And every one of them give to make this a better community and to be able to reach out and help everybody.
Does the cook-off have sponsors, people that don't
cook,
or people that don't buy tickets, but people that just say, you know, I need to buy in. I'm not that good a cook, but I need to buy in.
Absolutely, and I failed to mention that. But, yes, we definitely have sponsors, you know, and we have people that will say, look, I want a sponsor, but I can only give $100 or I can only give $50. My goodness, that we welcome $20. We welcome $10, you know. And as I said, every dollar of that goes to Community Christian Concern. And we have some great sponsors every year that really help out and make this thing become the viable fundraiser that it is. That
wonderful.
That helps out with Community Christian Concern. So anybody that wants a sponsor, we greatly appreciate it. You don't have to be one of these $5,000 sponsors or a $1,000 sponsor. We have multiple $100 and $50 sponsors, and they're just as valuable to us as a $10,000 sponsor is.
You know, this is one more of those wonderful community things that happens in Slidell that just makes the quality of life here better, because we do stuff with each other, for each other, without looking back on our own and saying, well, what do I get out of it? Slidell is just an awesome place to live, and it has a lot to do with your leadership. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us and talk to us about it today, but also for all that you do for the community. It's really a blessing to know that we follow the leadership of a man who really does care about the community. Thank you, Mayor Drennan. We're just so thrilled to have you as mayor and to be a part of this city.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And thank you for the opportunity to get the message out. And as I said, anybody that can come out and any level of sponsorship or just coming out and enjoying the food, it's going to help when you pay that $15 to get through the gate. And you don't people don't really realize how many people Community Christian Concern really service every year and how many people they really help out. What a great organization and a good organization.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices here on Grace Radio today. And we want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037 and leave us a comment. We'd like to hear from you about anything you got on your mind. But also, if you want to have a comment about today's programming, something that you'd like to mention about this Wild Game Cook-Off, then please feel free to call us and tell us all about it. And we'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Leave us a comment there, or you can contact us on our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net, where you can leave a tax-deductible gift. We are supported by listeners just like you. We appreciate your help. We appreciate your support so that we can continue to bring quality programming to you. Well, that's it for now, Slidell. Join us again on the Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.